Hello, this is Joe Penrod with the Tri-County Journal, dated Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. We will begin today's reading on the front page with the article headlined, Eastern Illinois Food Bank Needs Support in the Fight Against Hunger. Feeding America Network food banks across the country unite for Hunger Action Month amid COVID-19 pandemic. Hunger affects people in every corner of the country, including more than 116,000 of our neighbors in eastern Illinois. And given the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, that number may increase to nearly 175,000 people this year. That's why Eastern Illinois Food Bank, EIF, joins Feeding America food banks nationwide this September to take part in Hunger Action Month and inspire people to take action and bring attention to the reality of food insecurity in America. This year's campaign comes at a critical time when the COVID-19 pandemic has hurt millions of people living paycheck to paycheck. We need your help now more than ever, said Claire Babineau-Fontenot, CEO of Feeding America. Hunger in this country existed long before COVID-19, but the pandemic has thrust more and more of our neighbors into food insecurity, and food banks are responding to a sustained increased demand. With support of the community, together we can end hunger, one helping at a time. This year, we're taking a lighthearted approach to Hunger Action Month and providing fun opportunities for the community to support our work. Our prom benefit event in the spring has always been very successful, but because we don't know if it will be possible next year, we decided to host a virtual stay-at-homecoming event this fall, said Jim Hires, president and CEO of Eastern Illinois Food Bank. When it comes to fighting hunger, every action counts and can have a huge impact for families in need. Throughout Hunger Action Month, support from the community will have an even greater impact due to a matching donation from Fertilizer Dealers Supply. Donations will be matched up to $10,000 throughout the month of September. In addition to the donation match opportunity, EIF has many activities planned to engage the community in hunger relief and awareness building. A virtual stay-at-homecoming event with a week-long Spirit Week from September 21st through the 25th for the community to engage on social media. Macaroni Madness, a virtual cooking demonstration featuring the following local chefs: Colleen Hatton of Dish Passionate Cuisine, Kenny Hogue of Cast Iron Pub and Irma Lou's Kitchen, Curtis McGee of C&C Kitchen, and Bob Rowe, private chef and formerly of Classic Events. Each chef will prepare a dish using macaroni, a staple item at Eastern Illinois Food Bank. A Facebook live stream of the Partner Recognition Virtual Watch Party to honor this year's Business Partner of the Year, Community Partner of the Year, and Mission Impact Award winners. Community leaders, including Champaign-Urbana Public Health Administrator Julie Pride, will take a pie to the face if EIF reaches Hunger Action Month fundraising goals. September marks the 13th year the Feeding America Network has organized this annual call to action. To learn more about Eastern Illinois Food Bank and other ways you can get involved for Hunger Action Month in Eastern Illinois, please visit eifoodbank.org. You can also join the conversation by posting photos or stories to social media with pound Hunger Action Month at EIF Food Bank and at Feeding America, or by visiting hungeractionmonth.org. Eastern Illinois Food Bank works to alleviate hunger in Eastern Illinois through cooperation with a network of food pantries, agencies, and other programs. The food bank distributes donated and discounted food throughout an 18-county service area in cooperation with 170 member agencies and programs. Through these agencies, the food bank provides meals to 58,000 men, women, and children each month. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank is a member of Feeding America, Feeding Illinois, and the United Way of Champaign County. Feeding America is the largest hunger relief organization in the United States. Through a network of 200 food banks and 60,000 food pantries and meal programs, they provide meals to more than 46 million people each year. Feeding America also supports programs that prevent food waste and improve food security among the people we serve, educates the public about the problem of hunger, and advocates for legislation that protects people from going hungry. Visit www.feedingamerica.org for more information. We now turn to page 2 and an article entitled DCHD has 7 new COVID-19 cases. The Douglas County Health Department, DCHD, announces 7 new confirmed cases of COVID-19. A female in her 20s, 3 males in their 20s, a female in her 30s, and 2 females in their 40s. All 7 newly known and confirmed cases are Douglas County residents and were confirmed positive for coronavirus disease, COVID-19, in the past 24 hours. DCHD officials are not attempting to identify and contact each individual in close contact with each of these individuals. Douglas County, Illinois now has 234 known confirmed cases and 5 COVID-19 deaths. DCHD has received 79 new cases of COVID-19 for residents of Douglas County in the last 14 days. You can help stop the spread of COVID-19 in Douglas County by doing the following. Wash your hands for 20 seconds with soap frequently throughout each day. Watch to keep 6 feet of physical distance between yourself and others. And wear a face cover mask. COVID-19 is often spread by asymptomatic carriers or pre-symptomatic carriers. This virus has a long incubation period of up to 14 days, giving a wide window of opportunity for people carrying the virus to infect others, many never knowing they're infected, but spreading the virus and infecting others. Carriers may be most contagious in the 48 hours before they get symptoms, making transmission even more likely and more widespread. It's not just people who are sneezing and coughing spreading this virus. It's often people who look completely normal, don't have a fever, and don't know they are carrying the virus and spreading it to others. That could include you, me, or anyone reading this news release. This makes it imperative for everyone to wear a mask, face cover, and physically distance 6 feet or more from others. This virus spreads easily and often spreads from carriers who don't even know they're spreading it. For the state of Illinois COVID-19 data by county and zip code, you can go to a website, https://www.dph.illinois.gov/COVID-19/COVID-19-statistics. Next, we have an article on page 2 entitled Cover Crop Premium Discount Program Back. Illinois Department of Agriculture, IDOA, announced the second year of the Fall Covers for Spring Savings Program. The program is applicable for acreage in Illinois planted to cover crops in the fall of 2020 that will be planted to an insurable crop in 2021. Eligible applicants receive a $5 per acre premium discount on the following year's crop insurance invoice for every acre of cover crop enrolled and verified in the program. The inaugural season of the premium discount program, initiated by State Senator Scott Bennett and Senator Andy Menar, resulted in an additional 50,000 acres of cover crops planted in the state, with 70% of applicants identified as planting cover crops for the first time. Farmers are encouraged to take this program into consideration when making fall planting decisions. The discount program was designed to promote additional acres of cover crops that are not covered by other state or federal incentives. IDOA will use a combination of tools to verify acres applied for through this pilot program are planted in cover crops. The program is only applicable for those with coverage through the United States Department of Agriculture Risk Management Agency Crop Insurance Program. Confirmed applications will be forwarded to the USDA RMA for processing and applying premium discounts to 2021 crop insurance invoices. Cover crops are a great way to keep soil anchored, salvage nitrogen, capture carbon, and create weed suppression, said Jerry Costello II, IDOA Acting Director. In the long run, cover crops will help Illinois farmers reduce the need for fertilizer and reach the goals of the nutrient loss reduction strategy. Applications will be available in December on the Illinois Department of Agriculture website. Further information can be obtained by contacting the IDOA at 217-782-6297. Now we turn to page 3 and an article entitled Food and Agriculture Law Conducts Survey for Farmers and Ranchers on Their Estate Plans. Carrie Rinker, the principal attorney at Rinker Law, PLLC, is conducting a survey for farmers and ranchers on their estate, succession, and business plans. She is collecting data for a video series on the topic and plans on providing the information to the industry. One of the biggest threats to multi-generational farm families is a lack of planning on how the operation will be passed down to future generations, said Rinker, who has offices both in Illinois and New York. This is more than just a last will and testament. A proper succession plan should also incorporate a business plan and a roadmap on how managerial knowledge will be passed down to the heir. Rinker is conducting a survey using SurveyMonkey that is 30 questions long and takes approximately 5 minutes to complete. The survey is located at www.surveymonkey.com/r/farm-estate-planning. The survey questions range from estate planning documents that are in place, type of business entity, prenuptial agreements, and life insurance. The survey even touches on family communication about the topic. So far, exactly 50% of the surveys taken stated that their family had not had the ability to discuss this topic openly and honestly, notes Rinker, who grew up on a cattle farm near Shelbyville, Illinois. This is a major problem in the agriculture industry. We have to figure out a way to make conversation starters more natural. This should be an ongoing conversation among the family members. The more information collected from farmers, ranchers, and agribusiness owners, the more accurate and useful the data will be to the industry. Rinker says, I hope this information can better serve the agriculture community. For more information about the survey or her survey results, Rinker can be contacted at Carrie, C-A-R-I, at Rinker, spelled R-I-N-C-K-E-R, dash law, dot com. We now turn to the obituaries. This again is the Tri-County Journal for Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. Francis J. Wells. Francis Gene Wells, 94, of Camargo, Illinois, passed away at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, August 29th, 2020, at Tuscola Healthcare. A family graveside service was held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, September 5th, 2020, in the Arcola Cemetery. The Reverend Ted Shearer officiated. The Edwards Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements. Memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Jason B. Milner. Jason Brandon Milner, 34, of Tuscola, passed away at 8:05 a.m. Wednesday, August 26, 2020, at Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. He was born October 6, 1985, in Champaign, the son of Todd B. and Pamela J. Sulzer Milner. Memorials may be made to Eagle Mountain Assembly of God of Tuscola. Closed family services were held Sunday, August 30th, at Eagle Mountain Assembly of God in Tuscola from 2 to 3 p.m. A public visitation followed from 3 to 5 p.m. Please consider sharing a memory, photo, or condolence with Jason's family on his tribute wall at templetonfuneral-home.com. Billy W. Vermillion. Billy Wayne Vermillion, 67, of Longview, passed away Tuesday, August 18th, 2020, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. A graveside service and burial was held Friday, August 21st, at Newman Township Cemetery, with arrangements by Joins Funeral Home of Newman. Memorial donations may be made to the Urbana Free Library Association, 210 West Green Street, Urbana, Illinois, 61801, with a web address of urbanafreelibrary.org. The Champaign Public Library Foundation at 200 West Green Street, Champaign, Illinois, 61820, website champaign.org. Or the St. Joseph Indian School, Post Office Box 326, Chamberlain, South Dakota, 57326, website St. Joe, that's stjo.org. Or please donate to your local library. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that you please vote in the upcoming general election. Barbara J. Thompson. Barbara Jean Thompson, 86, of Champaign, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, August 18th, 2020, at Carl Foundation. A private graveside service will be held at Grandview Memorial Gardens in Champaign, Illinois. Reverend Lutz Brownig will officiate. The family has entrusted Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Champaign, Illinois, 710 North Neal Street, Champaign, 61820, with arrangements. Please join her family in sharing memories, photos, and videos on her tribute wall at www.sunsetfuneralhome.com. Daniel Fellner. Daniel Fellner, 73, of Tuscola, at the Moose Lodge in Tuscola. Joins Funeral Home of Villa Grove assisted the family with arrangements. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to an organization of the donor's choice. We now turn to an article on page 4. Entitled Business Incubation Center Open for New Entrepreneurs in the Coles County Area. Elevate CCIC, Inc. is open for operation at 700 Broadway Avenue East, Space 8, in the Cross Country Mall located in Mattoon, Illinois. The Incubation Center hopes to encourage, connect, and grow small and startup businesses in the region by creating a mixed-use, co-working space that provides resources and opportunities to empower success. Elevate kicked off operation with a grand opening breakfast this past Thursday, August 27th, 2020. Many of the most successful business owners in the area were in attendance. During this event, Executive Director Carlos Ortega presented the goals of the center as well as steps Elevate has already taken for future prosperity. While following CDC guidelines, these entrepreneurs have business growth, and we aim to change that, the executive director said when speaking of his vision for the center. Elevate looks to the future and is excited for the chance to provide equitable opportunities and success for all. The next article is entitled, Horizon Health Recruits New Team of Emergency Care Physicians. Horizon Health has recruited a new team of specialist physicians to provide care in its emergency department. The new physicians are employees of Horizon Health. They are all board certified in emergency medicine and represent a wide range of medical certifications, such as pediatrics, addiction medicine, and toxicology. Their backgrounds are vast, including training at Harvard University and Indiana University, as well as service in the U.S. Navy. This is essential for the community, Anita Tusi, MD, Horizon Health Chief Medical Officer, said. These talented physicians bring a higher level of skill to our emergency department. They are 100% board certified in emergency medicine, which is new to our facility. This means our residents will receive the most advanced emergency care available. The addition of the new physicians expands the services available in the emergency department at Horizon Health, Dr. Tusi said. Additional emergency services and procedures include intubations and difficult airway management, emergency ultrasound imaging for traumas, placement of chest tubes to help patients who have collapsed lungs or blood or fluid in the lungs, removal of fluid around the heart, repair of complex lacerations, initial treatment and stability for fractures, and emergent nerve blocks for successful pain management. These added services will help result in fewer transfers and allow patients to receive the care they need close to home, said Oliver Smith, Horizon Health President and CEO. We are pleased to welcome the new team to the Horizon Health family. The Horizon Health Emergency Department continues to be certified as an acute stroke-ready hospital and offers very short visit times from ER arrival to ER departure compared to national averages. Change takes time, and I hope the community will be patient with us as we work through the provider changes, commented Samantha McCarty, PHRN, RN, BSN, who is the Emergency Services Manager. It will take some time for us to get our new full-time team established, but I want to assure our community that we remain committed to providing you exceptional care. To learn more about Horizon Health's team of board-certified emergency medicine physicians, visit myhorizonhealth.org. We now turn to an article entitled, Moultrie County Health Department Confirms Second COVID-19 Death. It is with great sadness that the Moultrie County Health Department, MCHD, confirms the second COVID-19 death of a Moultrie County male resident in his 80s. We send our deepest sympathies to his family and friends as they grieve the loss of their loved one, Angela Hogan, administrator for the Moultrie County Health Department, said. During their time of mourning, we ask privacy for his family. No additional information will be released. To date, 165 Moultrie County residents have tested positive for COVID-19, which includes 2 deaths. As the number of cases increase, the MCHD strongly advises individuals and businesses to help reduce the spread of COVID-19 in our community by using these precautions. Watch physical distance and keep 6 feet from others. Wear a mask when in public places. Wash hands routinely. Above all, stay home if ill. Information on area testing sites can be found at wph.illinois.gov/testing. For more information on the Moultrie County Health Department's news, events, and services, please visit www.moultriehealth.org or follow them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Moultrie County Health. And I believe we have time for one last article. This is entitled, Why It Is Important to Eat Healthy While We Age, from the Lifespan Center. Do you ever question why you can't seem to lose those few excess pounds? Every season of life brings changes and adjustments to your body. We all know that in order to lose weight, we have to increase activity and decrease our caloric intake. Sadly, it's not that simple. Changes in our senses of taste and smell diminish with age, and while we keep the ability to distinguish sweet taste the longest, many older people consume more sugar and starches than they should. Simple carbohydrates, such as white rice, white flour, refined sugar, can cause your blood sugar to spike dramatically and then crash, leaving you feeling hungry. Not only is this very dangerous for persons with diabetes, but is unhealthy for others because this usually leads to overeating. Degenerative diseases such as heart and brain diseases, diabetes, osteoporosis, and cancer, which are among the most common diseases affecting older persons, are also diet affected. Vitamins and minerals are needed for normal growth and development and vital to the proper functioning of all your body's systems. And deficiencies are often common in older people due to a number of factors such as their reduced food intake and a lack of variety in the foods they eat. So what are some things that we can do to help turn this unhealthy eating pattern around? Slowly reduce the sugar in your diet, a little at a time. Slowly is your best possibility for success. Instead of sugar-laden foods, increase naturally sweet foods such as fruits, peppers, and yams. Fresh or frozen are your best options, but label reading is a must. Opting for sugar-free and no added sugar labeling. This gives your taste buds a chance to adjust to the changes and reduce the craving for sweets. Another winning strategy is to replace refined carbohydrates with complex carbs. What does that mean in simple terms? Get rid of the white foods and eat more whole oats, beans, legumes, nuts, fresh vegetables, and other high-fiber foods. By doing this, you'll feel fuller, longer, and have more energy. Summer is the season for enjoying the freshest fruits and vegetables available. Gardening has double benefits. You get extra activity working in the garden and the best nutrition eating the fresh produce. You can grow what you like to eat and save money at the store. Variety and taste will help keep you from getting bored. Farmers markets are another option for enjoying fresh foods. Buying local produce from the people who maintain their land can offer healthier, pesticide-free, organic options with no preservatives. Often they're more eco-friendly and sell their crops at lower prices. Plus, a short trip to the markets can be a fun outing for family and friends. Well, this has been Joe Penrod with the Tri-County Journal, dated Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. I look forward to reading with you again soon.